Springfield, you know, has the lowest adult employment rate of any city in New England because of a lack of entry-level jobs. We created this to address sort of an urgent need, which is entry-level job creation, on-the-job training, and wealth distribution, right? Because the lack of wealth is, in addition to wages, is kind of the core of people being stuck in poverty. A co-op is a strategy for people to then own the company and, you know, gain wealth.
Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA and Fred Rose from Wellspring Harvest, which is part of an organization called Wellspring. Fred, tell me what Wellspring is and what Wellspring's mission is.
So Wellspring is a nonprofit community development organization in Springfield, and its mission is to create worker co-ops in the city that will provide jobs, but also wealth creation. So they're jobs that are owned by people who live in the city and sharing the profits. So we have an upholstery shop, our first co-op. We have a co-op that restores historic windows in older buildings, warehouses, and this greenhouse, Wellspring Harvest, is our newest and largest cooperative.
Fred shared with me that in Massachusetts, this is the largest greenhouse in an urban center.
Uh-huh. So where does it live in Springfield?
It lives in Indian Orchard, actually was the old Chapman Valve land. So it's a brownfield redevelopment project.
So you can't plant in the brownfield unless you get it remediated, right? So might as well plant in a hydroponic greenhouse on top of the brownfield.
Exactly. Water grown.
So what are you growing in the greenhouse?
So we grow lettuce varieties at this point. We just started selling in August, so it's fairly new. We sell a number of new lettuce varieties that you have to try.
All lettuce?
Lettuce, yes.
So I bet in the wintertime when it's cold in downtown Springfield and you see the Wellspring Harvest greenhouse, you would say, let us in, it's cold outside.
The lettuce in joke has been used.
And so this is also a worker-owned co-op as well, right?
Yes. So that's the idea. People come, it's on-the-job training. Some people have some past farm work experience, but some people have never worked in a farm. Most of the people can walk to the greenhouse and they learn on the job. And then after a year, they can become worker owners and share in decision-making and share in the profits.
How many people are working in the greenhouse?
8 people at this point.
That's great. 8 new jobs. I'm assuming that you're growing this in a healthy fashion so that it'll feed people in a healthy way.
Very healthy. We use organic growing methods. It's not in soil, so it's not considered organic, but it's organic growing methods. Healthy, year-round, nutritious, fresh produce.
And then where does the produce go that's grown there?
So right now we're selling at 6 Big Y stores. We're selling at River Valley Co-op, Whole Foods, and at Atkins. Randall's is another farm store down in Ludlow. But we're also selling at institutions, Mount Holyoke College, Mercy Hospital, Western New England University. We're talking to Smith College. So
you must be growing a lot of lettuce.
Yeah, we can grow at our peak. We can grow 6,500 heads a week.
Wow.
You got to like salad.
It's like when the farm share starts rolling in later this summer and I'm going to have to force feed vegetables to myself so that it doesn't go to waste.
So I'm curious, like how does Wellspring decide what kind of businesses you want to create? So you have very disparate businesses, upholstery, repair, historic windows, and lettuce. What connects them?
So we're a partnership with local anchor institutions. That's our big idea, that the big institutions in the region, the hospitals, colleges, and universities, are the biggest employers and also the biggest purchasers of goods and services. And less than 10% of what they buy comes from our local economy. And so there's a huge market of stuff that we could produce locally that they're now buying.
Mm.
Local food is something that these institutions like Big Y, Bay State, and Springfield, some of the colleges, including UMass and Western New England, other colleges that were partners, said they want to buy more local food. And that got us to this greenhouse idea.
I think it's great. A big greenhouse in the middle of a city. I think we need more of that.
And also when I think about it, I think about, wow, there's so many skill sets involved in being a startup like you are. Like first you have to understand the capacity of a greenhouse and the hydroponic skill set needed. That's a little more obvious. But what isn't obvious is, like, how do you find land in a city? Mm-hmm. How do you do public and private financing to get it off the ground? How do you go about figuring out what do you have in-house and who do you need to hire to help you think these things through?
So this has been a four-year project. So it's a long-term project. And we've brought in technical help as we've needed to. The person who's our grower, Stephen Hilliard, has been 30-year farmer in the valley. So we've hired skills for the greenhouse. But before he was hired, we did all the development work as Wellspring. Some of it's really about relationships. It's a lot about relationships. We've built lots of relationships with organizations on our board, you know, with other previous community work. I did community organizing in Springfield for 15 years. So the relationships are really the core of building support and, you know, raising financing from investors and lenders. So that's a core piece of this, making this work.
Fred Rhodes from Wellspring Harvest, who opened in August the largest urban greenhouse in Massachusetts in Indian Orchard in Springfield, making a lot of lettuce.
A lot of lettuce.
And creating jobs and wealth at the same time. And Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks.
CESA is having an annual meeting on Wednesday, April 3rd in Springfield. And before that dinner meeting, we're also doing a tour of Wellspring Harvest.
Oh, cool.
And if you're interested, that you should go on our website and let us know you want to come.
Buylocalfood.org. Uh-huh.